Welcome to Mucho Radio, where we learn from one another. Hello, world. My name is Janvier Nahimana, and my special guest, Tim Valery, an artist from Nova Scotia. Welcome to Mucho Radio.
So my name's Tim Valery. I'm 53 years old, and I'm a musician, singer, songwriter, magician, clown, balloon, animal artist, all sorts of things. I'm even an Elvis Presley impersonator once in a while. And I just love to entertain anybody who needs a little sunshine in their life. Balloon animal artist and all around good guy. But seriously, folks, we're going to talk mostly about my music here today. And I've been playing music since I was about 17 years old, and it came up after the inspiration to actually get into music for me. Came a couple years ago, or years before I was 17, when my dad, I was in grade, 10, I guess. It was grade 10, and my dad had a massive, massive heart attack, and I actually thought he was going to die because of it. Don't worry, folks, it becomes a really good story. It's not a sad thing. But at the time, it was very sad, and when my dad had this heart attack, I thought he was going to die of this thing. And I promised my dad, if he would just not die, if he would just live, I would promise to play an instrument or learn how to play an instrument. Because to that point, the best thing I was good at playing was the record player. Now, a record is this round thing back in the 70s and 80s that played music, folks. Anyway, just kidding. I promised my dad I would play an instrument because he always wanted one of his kids to learn an instrument. So I promised I would learn to play an instrument. And a couple years after he survived the heart attack, I was reminded by my father that, hey, son, didn't you promise to learn an instrument? And I said, oh, yes, I did, didn't I?
Keep going. So, Tim, yes, the first time I met you, he was with your guitar. Mm-hmm. And why did you choose guitar, not piano or not saxophone?
Well, if I remember right now, I'm much older now. My memory's not as great. I'm pretty sure I remember my dad putting a guitar in my hand. And he said, here you go. Learn how to play this one. So I took the guitar, and I didn't know anything about a guitar, but I grabbed a book that had a bunch of chords in it, and I read and I figured out how my fingers were supposed to go, and I had no guitar players around me in my life. So I literally taught myself how to play guitar. There was no YouTube back then, I didn't have a guitar teacher. I just grabbed the book and started learning how to play the guitar. And over time, I met some other musicians, and we decided to put a rock band together. Back then, Bon Jovi was the big, big leader of rock and roll. And I, tried to emulate those guys and play and sing just like those guys did. And really glad I had that opportunity to have such a powerful band influence the way I play and sing. Because I like to say I'm not being full of myself, but I am a very good entertainer. And that comes from really adoring people like Bon Jovi, Elvis Presley, AC/DC, you name it, even... great people like Fred Astaire, that's really aging it. But I loved all those kinds of entertainers. And at the time, I just tried to emulate what those guys did because they seemed to have it figured out. And 35 years later, I've had a lot of CDs out and have played in front of thousands and thousands of people. But what I love the most is just playing guitar to someone who, if I can touch their heart, that's when it really shows me that I made the right choice.
You touch hearts because really I get a time to hear your voice. How strong is your voice? And you say you learned to play guitar, but how did you work with your voice to be a rock singer?
That's a really good question. So when I was 18, 19, like I said, I had a bunch of young buddies that we put a rock band together, and I was just a guitar player, and we did not have a singer. And so I decided one time, I said to the boys, listen, I will just say the words so we know where we are in the song. So I started doing that, and I would just kind of hum, try to do whatever kind of singing melody that I could. And over time, I felt like, well, I'm actually not too bad at doing this. So it was never a choice to sing, But my dad, again, I talk about mom and my mom, both my mom and dad, they were not professional singers, but they loved to sing around the house, and they had been in choirs and things like that. So there was always a musical influence. And anyway, I started singing because we needed a singer. And over time, I really just really worked on developing that. The interesting thing, which you'll probably ask me anyway, but I'll start answering it, is the interesting thing about me is that I have cystic fibrosis. And cystic fibrosis, for those who don't know, is an illness that affects your lungs and digestive system. And over time, my lung function decreases and decreases and decreases. So when people hear my voice, they're very surprised to hear that I have this potentially deadly illness. Because when you sing, you need air pressure. And I don't have a lot, but I can really sing quite powerfully, which is really kind of neat to do.
So just now, listen one of the song you dedicated to Nova Scotia, and after that one, you're gonna tell us about Nova Scotia.
Sounds good.
Somewhere between where the ocean waves crash upon the shore, and a highway made for heroes, not with us anymore. The hearts of the people in this eastern place, as deep as Spring Hill mines, and the history of our sailors are found there on the dime. Folks from this part of the country are different than all the rest. We've got a special something deep down in our chest. Is home to me. Read us sing of the men down deep, breathing the dust of coal, as the fiddles echoed their stories of men whose lives it stole. And further down the southern shore, there's a light, a cape for shoe, guides the way for the fishermen on the great Atlantic blue. Halifax is a giant hill, you can see it from miles around. Take a walk down Argyle Street for that East Coast sound. Nova Scotia is where I roam. Nova Scotia, that's my home. Nova Scotia is where is home to me. Wherever you may travel, from one border to the next, no matter where we are, we all connect.
Okay, we're back on air now, and I have my guest Tim Valle, and now I would like to ask you a question. I'm here in Halifax, you know, immigrant, moved here from Belgium and origin from Africa, and I enjoy Nova Scotia. I enjoy Halifax. Tell us about the secret of Nova Scotia.
The secret of Nova Scotia. Well, how do you start with the secret of Nova Scotia? It's a secret. I can't tell you. But the secret of Nova Scotia, to me, of course, is in the people. It's partly the province itself, the physical province, and where we are. We are surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean almost all the way around, and it is a beautiful place. You know, all of Canada has its own pockets of beauty, but Nova Scotia has a particularly, I don't know what it is, you can't put your finger on what it is about Nova Scotia that is so special, but the main thing is that it's the people that make it special. And that's just the way it is. You know, we are East Coasters, we're pretty laid back, we're pretty loving and giving people. I'd like to think we are. And everybody is your friend, your neighbor, your colleague, we're very friendly. And I like to think that we're very friendly to anybody who comes into Nova Scotia, whether you are from Nova Scotia or you're from another country, and we welcome you in as one of our own. That's just kind of the way we are.
You know, it seems Nova Scotia is a small when you see all the other provinces like Quebec or Ontario, but Nova Scotia is different from north to south. Yeah. When you go to Cape Breton and Antilles Valley, it's different. It's mountains and valley. Where are you from?
Well, I like to say I'm from two different places. So I grew up in Dartmouth until I was about 10 years old. And my dad was in the Navy at the time. And when he retired, we moved to Yarmouth, which is the very southern tip of Nova Scotia, because my mom's parents lived there. And they were getting elderly. So my mom and dad decided to uproot from Dartmouth and move to Yarmouth. And that's a completely different world altogether compared to the city. But I loved it. And but I have been all over Nova Scotia. I've lived in Dartmouth and Halifax, Yarmouth. I've lived in the Annapolis Valley, which I've called home for the past about 25 years. And now I'm back in the city again and just loving it. And even though we're under this COVID craziness, I can't wait for it to be lifted so I can take my family and enjoy more of this province, because there's lots of treasures around here that I've yet to discover.
You know, I'm a French speaker. My English is not perfect, but I understand you, and I hope that you understand me too.
Absolutely.
But Nova Scotia also, we have different communities. There are African Nova Scotians, mm-hmm. Acadians, there are Mi'kmaq, and I know that's why I choose to move here, is because it was a bilingual province. In case, yeah. Because I know that my kids were in French school in Belgium. I needed to find a French school here in Nova Scotia. What is your connection with the languages? How is your French? How do you connect with the communities in speaking French?
Well, it's funny you would ask me that, Jean-Vier, because Jean-Vier, you know that my wife is French and my son is French. Sadly, I am not very French. I have a good vocabulary of French. I can listen to another conversation in French and probably catch about 80% of what they're saying. But my conversational French is not so good. But I've been very much, you know, involved in French conversations and events and, you know, festivities. So I can understand a lot of what's going on. But I feel very sad that I don't have the conversational ability. But we're Nova Scotia, and most French people, when they realize that you don't speak French, they often will flip right over into English and just make you feel like one of their crew as well. So that's really great.
So we want to really test Nova Scotia. Mm-hmm. What is your best meal from Nova Scotia?
Oh, the best meal. Well, that's I'm going to be splitting the Nova Scotian population as to who loves what. If you're of Acadian descent, of course you're going to love rapi pie, or anyway, it's a wonderful chicken and potato meal. And of course, if you're from Nova Scotia, most of us love lobster, because it is what it is. Did you know that in the old days, lobster was considered not the delicacy that it is now? It was compared to something like bologna. It was kind of like the poor man's meat. Now it's $8 or $10 a pound. But yeah, so lobster and rapi pie, that's what I would say is Nova Scotian.
And now we see Halifax growing and many building, people moving to Nova Scotia, and see many brewery.
Oh, yes.
Beer, Nova Scotia. Oh, yeah. What's your best beer in Nova Scotia?
Well, if I don't say Alexander Keith, I'm going to be... Alexander Keith, baby. No, I mean, we have all... Yeah, it's really hard to choose now. It's really quite amazing how many breweries we have and how many wineries we have in Nova Scotia. And we are very quickly becoming a world-renowned place for those spiritable beverages. So, yeah, it's pretty neat. That industry is growing like crazy.
Now I would like just to ask a question about music and health.
Yeah.
Because you saw a news in the Chronicle Herald about how music can be related to health and can heal people because it touched the heart. Can you tell us about how you are related about music and health?
Well, to me, they go hand in hand. Even, you know, I can talk personally, even just for my own self, of how music helps me stay healthy. So like I had mentioned, I have cystic fibrosis, so it is a very severe lung disease. And I'm so glad I became a singer and a very powerful singer because it's really, I've used my ability to sing to also be a barometer as to how I'm feeling, because something could be brewing in my lungs and I don't quite notice, but I do notice when I can't hit the big notes that I normally can hit. I may not have a cough or anything yet, but something is down in there growing and potentially going to make me sick. So as soon as I feel that I can't sing properly, I know I'm not, I know something's wrong. On the flip side of that, it has made me very, very healthy through my life. I'm quite old for having cystic fibrosis, and I really have to, I have 100% faith in the fact that I'm a singer and I sing very powerfully, that it has really helped me stay healthy. That's just my personal take on music, but on a more overall sense of music, I don't know how anybody gets through life without music. It does touch their hearts. We just played my song Home to Me, and it's really about the strength of Nova Scotians. It was written on the heels of the massacre we had last year up in the area of Portapique. And although the song's not about that tragedy, it is about the strength of Nova Scotians. And I really hope that it has helped heal some people. And when I wrote that song, I never thought I'd ever hear from anybody, but I actually heard back from four people who were directly affected by horrendous person who changed many, many lives, and they, each one of them told me in their own way how much my song meant to them and that it actually helped them get them through the day because they all lost somebody super close to them. And to have somebody unload that on you is quite a huge responsibility to just, you just take it in and you just take it for what it's worth. But at the same time, it makes you realize that, wow, being able to write something, it can really, truly affect somebody. And so maybe I helps make somebody, just help them get through their day, all because I wrote a song about the strength of Nova Scotians. So that's pretty cool.
Thank you very much for that testimonial. So when we hear your voice and we listen to your music, you have a large inspiration in music. What is your style of music? Who is the musician who inspired you to? Because it seems it's between country and rock and roll. So tell us about your music.
About my music, and that's always a hard question to answer because I don't feel like I kind of fit in any kind of category. You know, you're right. I have a rock edge, and I have a sort of a country edge, I guess, mixed in a little pop. You know, I think the category that I would probably be put on a radio station is adult contemporary. But I'm just a guy trying to play an instrument and send a message out there through the songs that I write. And yeah, it all depends on what mood I'm in that day, I guess, as to how the song comes off. But you know, right now I'm just an acoustic guitar player that sings, and yeah, it's hard to put me into a category, I guess. So I really honestly, as a musician, I don't even like categories. I just like it to call it music and take it for what it is. Like it, don't like it, it doesn't really matter. I write for me. I don't try to write thinking about who's listening. I just write what comes out, and I really feel that there's a separate power going through me when I write my music, that there's a message that has to get out there, and I'm just the vessel. And over the, you know, the 35 years of me doing music, I've learned how to do it my own way, Is it the right way? Is it the wrong way? I have no idea. But people seem to like it. So that makes shows me that I'm doing okay.
For our listeners who would like to hear your music, there is any way we can get your songs online, or there is a coming event that you can invite people to hear your voice? How? Because we would like really to connect and know what you offer to our community and support your concert and your creations. How can we connect with you musically?
It's pretty easy to connect with me. Just go to Timothy V, for my last name, Valerie. So it's timothyv.ca, and you'll find all sorts of info about me right there.
But you are not only a musician.
No.
Tell us about the other side of talent you have.
Well, about, 25, 28 years ago, I actually became very sick with my cystic fibrosis, and I nearly died. So I lost my job because of it, but I'd survived, obviously. I'm still here. But I lost my job, and long story short, I ended up becoming a nanny for four little kids. And the youngest one was about 3 or 4 years old, and the grandparents hired a clown to be, for her birthday party. And the clown was okay. It wasn't great. But the grandfather said, Tim, you could do much better than that clown. Why don't you, on the side, learn some magic tricks and learn some balloon animals and do your own birthday party thing. Be that clown for birthday parties. So I took his advice up, and I thought, well, I love to entertain, and that's a really cool thing to do. And I already liked and knew how to do some magic tricks, so I just expanded that. I didn't know how to make a balloon animal, so I decided to find out how to do that. And I opened a book, and I started learning how to make a balloon animal. And I started booking birthday parties, and have done that for the last 25 years, and it's been an incredible boatload of fun, just entertaining little kids. I've always loved little kids, and I've always loved to entertain them, and it's been a pretty fun side business. So I'm a magician and a clown and a balloon animal guy, and I've also done lots of theater, in musicals and plays and things like that. So I've definitely become an entertainer for my life besides my regular job. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you very much, and I'll we'll meet you next time.
Sounds great.